Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, Nick Sirianni's weekly press conference. We'll carry that in its entirety. It's going to be a doozy, I'm sure. So he'll be asked more questions about this. Did they have a team meeting today? Is he going to get involved? And is he going to figure this out? I put this on Sirianni to make sure these two guys are on the same page. Hugh says, no, it's on the players. Player issue. Players got to figure it out. Keep listening. Hugh's Holiday Stocking. When you hear the sounder, your chance to call in and win an incredible prize brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Later in the show, a little What If Wednesday. Elliot Shore Parks with a lot of thoughts on Eagles, Hurts, Brown, Sirianni, and the player whose shirt he buttoned in the locker room on Sunday. So a lot to discuss, plus a lot of big Phillies rumors out there with the winter meetings coming to a close today. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Cherry Hill has a good question. What's wrong with Hugh Douglas? What's up, Chris?
Hugh, I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand what you're looking at. I mean, Jalen Hurts, he's the problem. The guy, you put Joe Burrow behind that line, and he's going to have 800 yards passing. You got the best offensive line in football, and he's still getting sacked. He has more time than anybody. The last three games, he hasn't passed for over 200 yards. There's a big problem here, and it's been a problem.
So what are you asking me, Joe? I mean, Chris, because you really ain't asking me nothing. You just came on here and made like a statement. So I mean, what's the problem?
You keep making excuses for Jalen.
What excuse am I making? What did I say? What did I say on this station this morning that prompted you to call that I made an excuse about Jalen for?
When AJ was asked a question, he said, "What's the problem?" He said, "Passing."
Okay, so
he didn't say passing.
Oh, no, I'm going to let you talk. I apologize for that. Now, what'd you say? He didn't say what?
When he was asked a question and he answered passing, we all know what he's talking about. He didn't say the scheme. He didn't say the passing game. He said passing.
How do you know what he was talking about, Chris? We don't know what he was talking about unless you're A.J. Brown. You can't possibly know what he's talking about. But again, I ask, you said I'm making excuses for him. What excuse did I make for the quarterback?
I'm hearing all these Hurts is the – every time I watch a game with five guys, I can't tell you what they say, but Hurts, I don't know if he can't see the field. Why doesn't he throw the ball away? How do you take sacks with the best offensive line? The biggest, one of the biggest in National Football League.
Yeah, he's not playing. He's not playing well. You're right. He's not playing well enough.
Let me help you out, Chris.
The last three games, 179 yards, 118 and 108.
Let me help you out, Chris. First of all, didn't make any excuses for him. You're sitting here and basically saying what we all know about this quarterback. But guess what's not going to happen? Joe Burrow's not playing here this year. Any other quarterback that you feel is going to be better in this offense is not coming here. But what we do have right now is Jalen Hurts, and we have to figure out how we can get to where we ultimately want to be with Jalen Hurts now. So
I don't like the fact that they're using Saquon as a safety blanket. Are you going to kill this guy before the playoffs? Because it just seems like, okay, we're just going to run. I get it. You need to run the ball, and Saquon's a beast. He's a man. But three games, you don't even pass for 200 yards with these stud receivers? I get why they're mad. You mark it down right now. It's December 11th.
We know you're upset, Chris. We know you're upset.
The Eagles will not win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts as long as he is quarterback. You can take that to the bank. It's not going to happen.
Mark it down, Chris said.
Okay,
not going to happen.
Mark it down. Chris, we appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, Chris was all over the place. But we appreciate you calling in, Chris. Still didn't tell me what I was.
Well, you did. Well, not today. I mean, Monday you did say it was the holidays.
That was unbelievable.
Joe, don't be helping the callers out. And Kyle, don't you co-sign that. I offer something that you two can't because you're so ingrained
Excuse
in your eagledom.
I offer alternatives.
I offer alternatives all the time.
That was fantasy land.
You make it sound like I was a pro pastor.
Maybe it was the holidays. Like I'm saying, listen, Chris and Kyle and Joe, I watch the same games y'all watch. I have the same questions.
And even that suggesting that it was the holidays was disrespectful to my intelligence.
No.
Like it wasn't the holidays.
No. I said it tongue-in-cheek, and you took it and you just ran with it, Kyle. That's what you did.
I think the issue is people at this point know that I was the all-pro pass rusher on this show, okay? And I'm the defensive guy, so I have a different perspective than you.
No, it's just...
You're just a fan.
I could not, for the life of me, I could not explain why AJ running down the sideline, where he's running up the field by him damn self for a while. And I was like, wait a minute.
wait, where are the defensive players in the screen? They're not there.
Joe, I'm like, wait a minute. It looked like he looked over there. It looked like he saw him, but he didn't throw it.
Okay. He did look like he looked, and he didn't throw it. And that's become an issue.
So now I'm left with alternatives. Okay, because the one that everybody likes to use, that this has been the hot one the last couple of weeks.
Holidays?
Well, no, that's the one I chose.
It's getting hot in the streets.
No,
it was.
Maybe he's too short. Hell, a little person could have saw that. A child could have threw that pass because he was right. It was right there. I don't think that was.
I do think sometimes that's it with stuff over the middle. Like he can't see it right away.
Yeah, over the middle, but not on the periphery. No, not that.
Over the middle, I get like someone might flash in front of him, but then the guard's head is in the way. I think that's something to that.
So you say you're left only with alternatives.
Well, I'm trying to.
Feels like you're skipping over.
I'm doing reckless speculation.
The uncomfortable possibility that maybe the quarterback isn't good enough.
Well, you know what? That's one that over the last couple of weeks. Has been floated. That
it seems
idea
to be the most
floated,
plausible, in my opinion.
I got 4 games to go, and I refuse to allow that to be a part of my vocabulary because we trying to get to Louisiana, man.
So,
and there's nothing we're gonna do that's gonna help fix that right now, except trying to fix the guy that we already got.
All right, let me. So I think even though you don't want a part of your vocabulary, it might be part of reality. Okay, that Jalen's just not playing well enough, and it's a problem. But you said something to our last caller that, this is the most spot-on thing you've said in a while. We can't do anything about it now. He's not going anywhere.
That's the thing, Joe.
But that's why I need the head coach to get the receiver to calm down. Because Jalen could say, I'm sorry. Jalen could say, I'm going to play better. If Jalen's not good enough or his development as a quarterback isn't in the right spot right now, it's not going to change Sunday. So I need AJ to be okay with this for now until we get better at it. I've used this example a lot this year. This team reminds me of when Russell Wilson won. He wasn't a great quarterback then.
He was a game manager.
Game manager. They ran the ball. Their defense drove the bus. To go back to the whole thing, everyone was mad at me last week because Jalen's not driving. Right? I mean, right now, Jalen's barely in the trunk, right, based on this past Sunday. But that team, where were all the personalities in that team? On the defensive side.
Yes.
They were the loud ones.
Yes.
And Pete Carroll had a responsibility not to let them drown the quarterback out or bully him. There's stories that, like, they bullied him in practice. Like, they basically just, like, said, you stink. They were kind of – now, they were great defensive players, but they
– Yeah, I did hear that. I heard the same thing
Pete
you heard.
Carroll had to keep that to where everyone was calm and they won a lot of games. This is now Sirianni's job. He's got to get these two to at least – he's got to get AJ to calm down. He's got to.
I believe there is a chance that regression is a part of all of this. Because – and this is the thing, Chris, and I'm talking to Chris because Chris sounded like he was more frustrated with the quarterback than actually he was with me. And, I mean, I get that. But, Chris, this is where I am with our quarterback. There's nothing we could do now. There's nothing we could do. And I'm a firm believer. I've seen enough of Jalen over the past couple of years. Now, like I said, there's a such thing as regression. But now, as a coach, I have to find the sweet spot for Jalen so I can get the best of both worlds.
Yep.
I'm not moving away from the running game. And I understand how you feel about Saquon. Saquon looks great for a guy that has ran the ball as much as he's run the ball. But I need to figure out the sweet spot for my quarterback to at least get my passing up to at least 250 yards a game. I'll take
220.
Anything like that.
210.
Because everything that you said might be true. Joe Burrow might be better in this offense than Jalen.
Well,
but guess what?
He would.
Joe Burrow. Now you're doing me like I do everybody else.
I mean, he would. Come on.
But what the reality of all of this right now, Chris, ain't none of that about to happen. I have to dance with who I brought to the dance with me. And that's Jalen. And I need to I got 4 weeks to figure this out, man. And I think that's why everybody's so frustrated in this situation, because they know, like, it's the thing in the NFL. We know that the team that you are at the beginning of the season should not be the team that you are right now.
Yep.
And damn it, we're the same team that we were at the beginning of the season. And it's starting to get frustrating. That's why I'm not mad at AJ for feeling the way that he's feeling, because you're always told from week to week, hey, you know what? We're not where we're supposed to be. We're going to get better. Well, damn it, it's not happening. It hasn't happened yet. So he's frustrated. So now the thing that we can't do as fans is start to pick sides. Because this is it. This is it, people. We have to figure out a way to get these two guys on the same page so we can get to Louisiana,
well,
man.
You say we, and I say Nick Sirianni's got to find a way not to let the locker room pick sides.
It's on us too, Joe.
What am I supposed to do?
We have to be responsible. We can't be divisive in a situation like this.
You know what?
Like
shut
this.
Up. Oh, stop. LeVert in Erie, on Erie Avenue. What's up, LeVert?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, what's LeVert. Up, what's up?
Listen, I got your back. Don't worry about this.
Appreciate
I got
you.
Your back.
We can take it.
So you have LeVert, all right. Score one for your side.
This is where it's at now. Sirianni does not have to go talk to these guys. He already talked to Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore says he's going to figure out a way to fix this as far as targeting A.J. Moore. Quote, unquote, I'm going to focus on ways to increase the likelihood of the ball going to him. First step. That's good. Jalen, they need to take the handcuffs off of him, the shackles off of him, and stop worrying about the turnovers. That's his problem. That's why he's gun-shy. Let him just throw the damn ball. Let him throw the ball. Okay? It is what it is. If it gets picked off, it gets picked off.
Well, I mean, LeVert.
Hold on, LeVert. Slow down.
We're going to lose games if we do that.
Who are your two best offensive players?
Saquon and A.J.
Okay. So why is A.J. not getting the ball?
This quarterback's not throwing it to him.
But why is the quarterback not throwing it to him?
I think it's a combination of what you said, where he feels like he can't turn the ball over, so maybe he's kind of gun-shy. And the other element of it, I don't think he sees the field well. So he's about to get open, and Jalen looks away or scrambles and doesn't, you know, go through his progressions at the right speed and get the ball out when he should.
Okay, so back to my point, which is this is not on Sirianni. It's up to Jalen and AJ to fix this.
So, LeVert, these on guys, the field, yes. And, LeVert, good call. We got to get the set Jordan here. Yes, I agree. On the field, they have to fix it. But I do think it's responsibility of the head coach to try to put the fire out. I mean, we had an active player. I know he's hurt, but, like, on the team, go on WIP and just talk about how bad this is. And he flamed it for 20 minutes.
Flame on.
I mean, like, that's – you would think the head coach to say something there. All right, let's talk to our next guest about this. He's been in these locker rooms before, and he's probably seen something like this before, especially being here in Philadelphia. Kyle, we got Seth Jordan coming
up. Yes, we do, and sponsored by Bet Parks every weekend. The double the spread boost for all users on one pro football game. Check the Bet Parks app. Friday must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seth, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, Seth?
Well, you know, a lot, as usual with the Philadelphia Eagles. Seth, let's unpack this from the start, and then we'll kind of work our way to now. Seth, what did you make of what AJ said on Sunday after the game, and do you think it was the right thing for him to express that the way he did?
No. I thought, you know, as one of the leaders on the team, is he a captain?
He has been. I think he is. I'm trying to picture his jersey and if he has the C. And Seth, I think he is.
Yeah. As a leader on the team, you can't pout and act like, you know, oh, you just won a damn football game, man. Stop it. You can address that with Jalen. You can address that with Nick at a different time. Or you can just say, hey, I'm not talking today. Something. But you don't, you can't act that way after a win. You can't act that way at all as a leader on that football team if you got that C on your chest. You just can't do that.
And he did it, and now this is kind of open up the can of worms here set throughout the season. All right, let's fast forward a day later. Brent Graham on his show on WIP Monday night, very emotional about it. Like, and I almost felt like I was listening to him talk to the two of them, but he did it obviously on the radio station and kind of gave his feelings that he's walked some of that back. But Seth, if you had a guess, like, why do you think BG did what he did? I mean, because that felt like it added a different element to this. I think maybe it will help things because they can't avoid talking about it. Now, what did you make of BG?
Well, listen, nobody expected for that leader to do what he did. But in some ways, and I'm not giving him a pass either, but in some ways, I think it was strategic. Because, you know, I heard your last caller say that it's not Nick Sirianni's responsibility to fix this, that the two guys need to fix it. Well, obviously, for BG to go on, to go public with this and say what he said, this has been going on for a while. This little riff has been going on for a while, and it's pretty evident to him that it wasn't going to fix itself. So he just threw it out there, threw a little kerosene on the already blazing fire, and figured, hey, you know, well, now they got to fix it. Now, you know, somebody got to sit the two of them down and have that conversation. Right, wrong, or indifferent, BG said, hey, man, all I want to do is win. And we need both of these guys to get that done. And we have a opportunity to do something special, you know. And, you know, we've seen this picture before. You know, I've seen it myself. I've seen Randle look at Mike Quick running down the field and throw the check down. Now, I'm not saying that Jalen's doing that, but, you know, sometimes Randle could be petty that way when he was at odds with Mike. It's been well documented, you know, the nonsense between T.O., and Donovan, and what it cost a team that probably could have won a Super Bowl, okay? And BG, understanding that and knowing some of that history, in my opinion, just refused to let that happen, you know, and just threw it out there. Now, he walked it back. I'm pretty sure, you know, there was some intent there, and he realized after the fact what that caused. But what that should have did is that, you know, you got a CEO head coach. And I heard that guy say that those guys need to work it out. Nick Sirianni, you're the leader of this football team, okay? You're the leader of this football team. It's time for you to get these guys in the room, sit them down, figure this out, work it out. They ain't got to love each other. They ain't got to like each other. But they got to understand that in order for them to win a Super Bowl, they're going to need each other. This team's going to need both of them captains with that C on their chest to step up and be the example. They're going to need that, you know. And I think that it's Nick Sirianni's responsibility to make sure, as the leader of this football team, that he nipped this in the bud right now.
Seth, I couldn't agree more. I mean, that's what he does here. He's the culture setter, and this culture is obviously, you know, a little shaky right now as we head towards the most important stretch of the season. Seth, when you watch the game Sunday, and you could go back the last few weeks if you want to, what do you think is happening with the passing game? Is it as simple as Jalen is seeing it and not pulling the trigger for whatever reason? Or do you think he is not seeing things as clearly as maybe he should, so maybe we see it, but he's not really seeing it the same way? Why do you think it's been such a struggle in the pass game for him?
I think there's a little bit of trauma, a little bit of PTSD that's going on with Jalen when it comes to the turnovers. Because, you know, listen, I'm not saying that this is how he needs to do it, but what I'm saying is, you know, when you look at Jameis Winston, Jameis just lets it rip. Jameis don't give a damn. You know, he gonna throw three touchdowns and he gonna throw three interceptions. But guess what? He gonna take his shots. He gonna let it rip. Okay, now, I'm not saying that that's what Jalen needs to do, but he threw a ball in that game on 3rd and 13. He hit AJ on a stop route at 14, and I looked at that. I was like, "Wow, that was special." Because before AJ's head could turn around, that ball was in the air. When AJ turned around, that ball was right between the 1 and 1. And I'm like, if he can do that on that occasion, that tells me that he can do that any damn time he wants to, okay? So he's got to figure out, you know, how to just let it go, let it rip. And maybe he needs to have that conversation. Nick needs to have that conversation. Kellen needs to have that conversation with him and just say, hey, you know, every once in a while, a turnover is going to happen, okay? And media and fans in the city be down. But the only way that they're going to fix that is there are routes, there are timing routes, that he's going to have to let that ball go and trust his wide receivers to either make the catch or knock it down and realize that every once in a while, the other team going to win, and you got to rely on your defense to do what they do, and they do a pretty damn good job of it. They're, I think, fourth in red zone. You know, they're phenomenal at making stops after his mistakes, okay? So he's going to have to learn how to just let it rip and let it go. I'm not saying be just throw caution to the wind, but smartly do it in order to get this fixed. And with the running game that they have, there's no reason in the world why they shouldn't be lining him up under center and running play action pass at least 10 to 15 times a game. Because I know for a fact, because I've been in that situation before, when the team's running the ball down your throat, the way that they have the potential to do it, it is so hard as a linebacker and as a safety not to step up first and ensure that they're not running the ball down your throat. That's what killed us defensively the other day. They were ripping off runs of 4, 5, 6, 7 yards. When they went play action pass, we in zone, we couldn't get enough depth. So they're killing us across the middle of the field. So if everybody else can do that and everybody else can see that, you tell me why it is that, you know, we can't remedy this problem. That we got too much talent not to be throwing for at least 275 yards a game. I'm gonna put some of it on Jalen because I think he's got a little trauma going on and he got to let that go. But I'm also going to put it on the coaches because I'm wondering what the hell are you running in practice every single week that you come out and your quarterback is throwing for 100 damn yards a game. That makes no sense.
It doesn't, and it's caused all this sorts of frustration and worry this week, but a team that's won 9 in a row, it is pretty wild. Seth, we appreciate it as always. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll catch up next week after a big one against the Steelers. Thank you, Seth.
Appreciate you.
Have a good day, Jude.
There you go. Seth Joyner there. Coming up on the other side, Shio Kapadia on what he sees on the tape from Jalen Hurts. You're going to want to hear this. 215-592-9494, and your phone calls coming up on the other side.
It's here's Hello Stocking!
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes, it is that time of the day. It's time to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. Dang. All right, 215-592-9494. Hop in now. Your chance to win an incredible prize today and the grand prize, of course, from Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, today, Hugh, holiday tradition. That is what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. That is our theme. You call in, ask us one yes or no question. We will answer it to the best of our ability, and then you get a guess. You get it right, you win today's qualifying prize, and you're entered for the grand prize. 215-592-9494. Hugh's holiday stocking next. Nick Sirianni in the 12 o'clock hour and all your calls on who's got to fix this in Philly. Is it Nick Sirianni or the players? We'll talk about it on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is that time of the day where we play a little game called What's In? Hughes Holiday Stock, of course, brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. So today, Hugh, as we do every day here, here's what our listeners are playing for. Today, if you win, you win Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and a clear tote bag. And if you win today, automatically entered for the grand prize, which includes a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, Jack Daniel's cornhole set, Jack Daniel's giant Jenga, and original wood smokers, plus the Gerhard's Appliances Weber Spirit 2 grill and a 55-inch TV. All right, Hugh, you ready to go here?
I'm ready.
All right, holiday tradition is today's theme. You ask us a yes or no question. We will answer it. And then you get a guess. Rich is in Pottstown playing What's in Hugh's Holiday Stock. And Rich, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Is it a child's tradition?
No.
No.
Is it ugly sweater?
I like
that's
that guess.
That's fairly new, though, right? Ugly sweater?
I remember that about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess people have always had ugly sweaters.
We just start calling them ugly sweaters.
Right now, we do it in an ironic way. Julia is up next. Hey, Julia.
Hi.
What's
is
up,
it
Julia?
Something to eat?
No.
Is it something to eat?
No.
How about a string of lights?
String of lights.
Good
guess. That's a good one, though.
Yeah, but these are all traditions. Larry in the Northeast. Hey, Larry.
Hey, is it something you have in your house?
You could.
You have it in your house. Yeah.
I'll go mistletoe.
Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Is it something that can be done outside the house?
Sure.
You can, yeah.
Yes.
Christmas caroling.
Oh, that's a good one. No.
When was the last time you caroled?
Never. I'm not sitting outside nobody's house singing. Living in this big blue world.
I think this is a way to endear yourself to your new neighbors, actually. You go around caroling.
Go around
this year.
Singing. I barely speak to my neighbor.
Rob in Delaware. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rob. What do you got?
All right. So all my guesses were taken. So is it hot?
Is it hot?
That's a good question.
Do we have an answer for this?
It could. I think it could be.
I don't think it. When I think of it, I don't think of it as
well,
hot.
Most people probably not.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you might be able to make a hot version.
Okay.
Yeah.
We would say no.
Oh, man. All right. So let's go with icicles.
Icicles.
Not usually hot.
Nope. 215-592.
That was weird to guess 90, icicles.
Well, they get hot, they melt.
Wasn't hot.
215-592-9494 to hop in. We're going to need a few more to hop in here because you're going to have a chance to guess what's in Hugh's Holiday Stock and use these early guesses to help you. George in North Philly. George, go ahead.
Hey, is this something dealing with clothes?
No.
No.
All right. Decorating gingerbread houses.
Gingerbread houses.
Amy in Ardmore. Hey, Amy.
Hey, guys. Is it something you decorate?
No.
No? All right. All my guesses were taken, too. I'll go eating Christmas cookies.
One of my favorite traditions right there.
You eating Santa cookies?
You got to eat cookies around the holidays. 215-592-9499 for Hugh's Holiday Stock. And what's in it today? We have ourselves a holiday tradition. Joe in Redding is up next. Hey, Joe.
Hey, is it something that gets hidden every other night?
No. But, well, that's something that I'm focused a lot on before I go to sleep every night these days. But, Joe, no, it's not that.
Okay. My guess would be then putting the star on a tree.
Daniel, up next on WIP playing What's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking. Hey, Daniel.
Hi. Can it be eaten?
No.
Can it be eaten?
Okay. Is it an advent calendar?
The what?
The advent calendar. There's a calendar every day that kind of counts down to Christmas.
Is that the one you put candy in?
Daniel, appreciate it. Kyle was busy answering the call. I gave him the sound. I created the sound.
That was well done.
Yeah. I'm going to trust. I didn't want to leave him hanging.
You sounded just like it.
I didn't want to leave him hanging. Justin in Willow Grove. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Does it involve travel?
No.
No.
Jeez. Let's say making eggnog.
Hey, you got it, Justin. Oh. Yes, eggnog. It is. Was that just a clear guess, or did you have an idea?
He was workshopping it.
I've never had cold eggnog, but I was running out of ideas.
You never had. See, that's what. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, that,
yeah,
okay. That's why.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. So, Justin, after.
So wait a minute. Is it lukewarm?
Well, no. So I did read here that some people, if it's on a really cold day, you could
heat
serve
it
warm, almost like mulled wine or a mulled cider. But it's Justin, it's served cold or like a room temperature. It's not really served warm.
Some bourbon to heat it up.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's probably what
I did. I saw that. The people put bourbon in it.
Justin, have you ever had eggnog?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, you're
eggnog,
an eggnog guy.
Ice cream. Yeah, all of it.
Eggnog ice cream.
Yes, dude. Sir. Turkey Hill.
I might
yeah, I might try it. You want to bring some in tomorrow? I'll bring some in tomorrow.
Check it out.
All right. Justin, congratulations, buddy. You're the winner. You found out. You figured out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking today. 215-592-9494 to hop back in on our conversation today. Who is this on? I mean, really, who is this on? I know what this hour's on. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly, and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. But who is this on to fix the Eagles' issues right now? That is our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We asked, who is it on to fix this, Nick Sirianni or the players? I am so flabbergasted by the voting on this today.
Who is it? The players?
72%.
Because they understand where I'm coming from.
No, they're letting the head coach off the hook. He's the culture setter. Seth Joyner agree with me. I mean, football guys see this. Me, Kyle, Seth Joyner, football guys see this a certain way. This is on the coach.
Ultimately, it's up to the players, man. Because they know intimately what's going on. They know.
Then how come they haven't fixed it? If it's on them, why are we here?
Because I feel like there's a lot of innuendo. People aren't really saying exactly how they feel. You know, I think it's a little bit of that. And then it doesn't help when you have somebody jump out there and just put all the business in the street.
Like AJ or
BG?
Maybe BG put it in the street so the head coach could wake up.
BG just trying. Like, Seth was right about one thing. BG trying to win. That's the first thing that I thought about when I heard BG say what he said.
Well, like, I agree with
trying
that.
He's trying to win.
When otherwise positive people, and I think we all agree, BG's as positive of a
person that you can be.
Yeah, when otherwise positive people turn negative or, you know, kind of shed light on a negative, my first thought isn't like, this is ridiculous. My first thought, why'd they do this, right? Like, what's the motive here?
And I think his agenda.
Yeah, he has an agenda, and I think we all have the same agenda. We want the Eagles to figure this out and win. I just think we've had too much time has gone by now where we've let these two figure it out. You guys are friends, you figure it out. Last year, do you remember what happened at the end of the Seattle game when those two changed the play and it led to an interception?
Yeah, they were on the same page, though.
Well, it hurt the team. They hurt the team. And they made the coach look like a clown.
He did call him a clown. We made him like a clown.
Yeah, they did. I mean, the coach go up there and talk about how maybe we'll get a pass interference on a deep pass, and we're all like, what are you talking about? So they did this last year. Now we're doing it in a different way where I just need the coach to get involved, sit these two guys down, and figure this thing out. This is a culture-setting coach, and the culture, again, feels like it's, you know, a little thin ice with these two. Figure it out. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Players or Sirianni? Who's got to fix this mess right now? Rob is in Delaware. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Rob. What's up?
I'm thinking that I'm hearing too much about this, what's going on in the media. I have noticed both sides. And you know what? AJ was open, man, and he's got a right to say, dude, I'm open. Come hit me. And I've seen this with other teams for so many years, and it doesn't become this big, giant blow-up of what it's becoming now. And I think that's going to hurt us the most.
Why do you think it blew up so much?
Yeah, you know what? I have no clue. I don't know.
I have one. I have one. When the wide receiver after the game says passing's the problem, and then Brandon Graham, who's the longest tenured player in the city, goes on WIP on his own show and says these two got to grow up and figure it out. That's why it blew up, Rob.
WIP?
You're right. You're right about that. I don't know why Brandon Graham said that. but
because he's trying to win, man. He's trying to win.
He's taking the Hugh Douglas approach.
He's trying
here.
To win. And A.J. Brown had every right to say, yeah, man, the passing. And I don't think it's against the coaching that he's saying that. I think he's trying to say to Jalen, hey, dude, I'm open. Trust me. Throw the ball. Put it in the air. And I get Jalen's side, too. You know, you have to think about that. I didn't think about it until I heard about it on the radio. But, you know, maybe he's gun-shy, and he doesn't want to throw that pick. But, man, trust your guy. That, you know, that's A.J. Brown. Put it up in the air. Throw it to where he's going to be. That's the play. You look at it, you see him with one man on him, guess what? He's going to get open.
Totally. Rob, I agree with that. Rob, so it's interesting the way you frame that. Rob, good phone call. Hugh, if teams around the NFL are watching the film, like the Steelers are watching the film on Jalen, right? And if they notice he is, let's just, you could use that term, gun-shy, you know, he doesn't want to throw it into traffic. Are they going to see man covers the rest of the season? Because I'm not a coach, but if I have a quarterback that is almost second guessing the coverage he's seeing, but he is comfortable airing it out one on one, right? But he's good at that. AJ's good at it.
Probably not going to see that.
I'm not giving him one on one. I'm not doing any man coverage, which means can't they just take AJ out of the game? Like if Jalen is uncomfortable throwing into coverage, I'm playing coverage over AJ and saying he's not going to throw it to him anymore.
Yeah, you're going
to
do that until you stop. But the thing of it is, you know, Saquon is a legit threatment. He is definitely that. You have to. You only need a couple plays where you get him involved, and it'll be fine. Who was it last week? I think it was Jason Avant on the post game. He said something to the effect of, for as good as we run the ball, we shouldn't have as much problems throwing the ball as we do.
Yeah, it should be opened up.
Because, like, at the end of the day, you talk about eight man in the box that they can't stop the run. Linebackers are biting on that play action. So you should be, at the least, you should be able to get some quick hitters out there. Like some quick, like off the line type stuff with AJ just making a one move and going. We're not even doing that well.
So I let's take this next call. And Hugh, I got to find this. I read something yesterday because you mentioned the play action, right? They're biting on it. In theory, and you mentioned what Jason said on the post game. In theory, right, it should make it easier. Play action should make it easier. But I read something yesterday. I'm going to pull it up here. They're not even running play action as much as they did in the past, which like that. And then it points back to the coordinator and the coach and all that. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on?
Tom, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I gotta agree with
Tom. Where are you, man? Underwater?
Oh,
he put you on hold. I think Tom was underwater. Bashir in West Philly. What's up, Bashir?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, what's up, Bashir.
What's up, man?
So you know, I really think it's on Jalen. Like, we got two grown ass men at the end of the day, and I just think like if he just comes to AJ as a man and just says, look, I saw you, and I apologize. The next one, I got you. It could be – this issue can be as over as just one touchdown to AJ.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all – that's it. Just one touchdown to AJ, boom, problem solved. Now, it might cause a problem as well within the offense, but I don't know. At the end of the day, I just feel as if this team is going to go down to Louisiana, this has to be nipped in the butt, like, now, like yesterday.
Yesterday. I'm with that.
Well, I agree, because the longer this festers, Bashir, the worse it's going to get. Like, but, you know, they've won nine in a row, and it became a thing in the locker room after the game, and it became a thing this week with BG on his show. Like, it's a thing in their winning, Bashir. Let's say they drop this game to the Steelers, and they don't fix it. It's going to be – then it's just going to get worse, you feel like.
Now, just going to the side, is also an ego thing, because I know I was listening to the radio early in the morning that AJ just feels like he's not the man.
Mm.
And Saquon right now is the man. Is that also, could that also influence how AJ feels?
I think so. Yeah, Bashir.
I said that yesterday.
Bashir, I think so.
I was accused of being messy.
Well, you know what? Sometimes messy and truthful are the same thing, just you know, in different words.
I was told I was being messy.
Well, maybe you were right. I brought it up yesterday. I'm not speaking out of turn. It was put out there by a reporter who's in the locker room. Hugh, they have a our savior thing up under a picture of Saquon Barkley. I mean, ego's a part of this, right? You have all
being a football player, professional athlete at this level, there are some egos that are larger than life. And when you have situations where, I'm not saying that this is the case, but I'm just looking at the correlations because I'm thinking outside the box. When you talk about what happened this weekend with Saquon Barkley breaking the rushing, Shady McCoy's rushing title, and A.J. Brown not being in the offense that much, that's probably frustrating, especially when there were opportunities there. I'm not saying that he's super jealous of Saquon, but there were some missed opportunities in that game. And I think we've all pointed them out on one occasion or another. And I think with that, part of that, and given the fact that, you know, Saquon did his thing this weekend, that could be a little frustrating. I'm not saying that he's mad at Saquon or anything like that, but your opportunity was missed, and it's frustrating for you because you know your worth and you know what you bring to the table, and you just didn't get it done this week.
Well, they did not, and it hasn't gotten done for weeks now in the passing game. I mean, that's been obvious here. All right, let's hear from Shiel Kapadia. We said we play this for a Shiel. Writes for The Ringer, does podcasts for The Ringer. He appears on the morning show, afternoon show. Love Shiel. And he's a guy that dives into the film and the tape. Here's what he said he's seeing when he watches Eagles passing game. Here's Shiel Kapadia.
Yeah, I mean, the film shows that if this is about A.J. Brown not getting the football when he's open, that there are a lot of examples on the film of that happening. I mean, it happens on the second play of the game where they dial up a play for A.J. Brown where he's open deep and Jalen Hurts is looking at him, but he doesn't throw the football to him deep. He gets cautious and he checks it down to Jahan Dotson. There's a slant in there. There's an RPO in there. There are multiple occasions, and it's not just to A.J. Brown. You know, Jalen Hurts in this game, and it's become a theme a little bit for Jalen Hurts this season, is playing cautious and indecisive. And I don't know if it's because of the turnovers he had early in the season where they said, hey, you can't turn the football over. We're going to win with running the football. We're going to win with the defense. But that's the way he's playing. You know, previously, in previous years, we would point out plays where A.J. Brown would be double teamed and he would throw it to him anyway because he would say, I've got A.J. Brown on my team. I'm going to give him a shot there. And a lot of times A.J. Brown would come down with the football. Those plays are missing from the film right now.
Well, they are. So I pulled up the number here that I was referencing with play action because you said it, right? Like with the run game being as good as it is, it should make the play action game. It should be easy. So Jalen Hurts has only thrown the ball 64 times off of play action. How many games did they play now? 12? 13?
13.
So look, can we do some math on that? 13? I mean, how many times per game is he even thrown off of play action? It's less than four, isn't it?
I'm pretty good at math.
I think that the math is close to sound there. Or it's less than five. It's less than five.
He's like, can we do math? And he's like,
It's less than five. There it is.
Hey, guy, I'm about to break that
less
down.
Than five of his attempts per game are play action attempts. That's not enough.
That's egregious. And it's one of those things when, think about what Shiel just said. There have been games where A.J.'s been in triple coverage and Jalen still threw it and A.J. went and got it. Mm. You get a game where nobody's around you and you don't throw it and nobody can understand why he's frustrated.
No, I understand why he's frustrated.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying, and now we're mad at him for saying passing when we've seen plays with Jalen. We was like, why would you throw that? He got three guys in the when they played the Commodores last year, when he scored, he snatched the ball out of a defender's hand. And everybody's looking like, why would he throw that to him? They got three people on him, so math tells you that somebody's one-on-one, probably Devontae, but no, you still throw it to him.
Yeah.
So you can't see why he's upset?
Oh, I can see it, but he's not allowed to say it out loud.
No, he's not allowed.
No, well,
he was frustrated.
Look
he
at
was
the
frustrated.
Firestorm he caused this week.
I just think that's crazy, man. And now he's a bad guy. He's a cancer.
He's not that, but I need the head coach
it's like,
now. Well, you know what? This is
like,
why I need the head
coach
to get involved.
Any other time, three people on me, but when I'm wide open – you look me dead in my face and don't throw the ball.
This is why I need the head coach involved. He let them do it their way. He let them run the locker room. And now we have a whole week of nonsense because the quarterback and the receiver are on the same page. I can't do it your way anymore. This is not what we're doing it my way. Whole if I'm week, Nick Sirianni.
Whole week of nonsense is crazy.
Is it? What is this? How would you describe this week?
A whole week of nonsense.
A whole week.
But it's just, it's when you say it, it's just the reality of the situation.
It is. They've won 9 games in a row, and no one has anything good to say. It's nuts.
No, the best is when you go out on the street, people are like, why y'all always making something with nothing in the something? What you talking about? I didn't get on the stage and flame my teammate. I didn't do that.
Minding my own business after the game, watching A.J. Brown go crazy. Dennis in Norristown. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Dennis. What's up?
So I think that Mr. Joyner, God, I love when he's on your show, his suggestion that trauma and PTSD. I think that Jalen's got some problems, some fears, anxieties about turnovers. Why don't we think about bringing Nick Foles in, some sort of mentor, quarterback coach? I don't know. Who was in a position who ran those run-pass options better?
Nick Foles.
When Frank and Doug put him in that position. Remember, everybody, when Wentz went down. Oh, we're never going to go. Oh, boo-hoo. And we won the Super Bowl.
You're right. I like this idea.
Rational decision. I'll bet you that A.J. Brown will be happy. No conflict between them once Jalen starts feeling comfortable with his job.
So what do you think? Like an assistant quarterback coach, a mentor? What are you thinking? Backup quarterback?
I would have to ask the professional football player on your panel there to answer what would be possible. I don't know the intricacies of the coaching staff or how that goes, but something to give him some one-on-one time, something that, because, you know, now I'm thinking I'm work professionally. When I hear diagnostic stuff, I think of a solution, not a therapist, obviously, but somebody who knows the game, who played the position, who beat Mr. Brady in the Super Bowl.
Nick Foles, Dennis, I love this idea. Hugh, what do you think? We bring Nick Foles back in. It's like a half mentor, half coach, half backup quarterback thing, and he helps the situation.
Half backup quarterback
thing? Well, I'm just trying to workshop it. I'm workshopping how to get him here.
No.
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 Oh, I forgot. You're never Mr. You're not Mr. Foles.
No, I like Nick.
You're
but
just not
I
as
feel
warm
like,
and fuzzy to Foles as the rest of us.
Wait a minute, but you're feel not. Like this is a situation
Good call, Dennis.
That needs to be rectified with the people that are already in the building.
But obviously they can't.
Like, I think they can.
But we've gotten to this point where they don't. I mean, AJ said they don't talk during the game. We are surmising or guessing that Jalen's looking at him open and not throwing it. At some point, do you say these two, they need help?
I think that whole we don't talk after the game has been blown up a little bit.
He said during the game. We don't
talk during
the game.
I think it's been blown up just a little bit.
But he said it.
It was
said
a way.
It?
No, I think it was in the context of the moment, because it was something to the effect. He was like, "Well, no, we ain't really talking." Because he was asked, "Hey, is this something you guys had talked about during the course of the game?" And he said, "No, we didn't talk about it." So I feel like in that moment, it's in that moment when that play happened that they didn't have a conversation about it.
Yeah, I hear you
because
on that.
Because the check down hit. It wasn't like it was they went off the field and you was like, hey, you know, da-da-da-da-da. So I think that's what they were talking about.
215-592-9494. All right, we will hit your phone calls coming up. Nick Sirianni will speak as well. Is this on Sirianni to get it fixed? I believe it is. Also, more from Shiel this morning next. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. automatically entered for the grand prize, which includes a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, Jack Daniel's cornhole set, Jack Daniel's giant Jenga, and original wood smokers, plus the Gerhardt's Appliances Weber Spirit 2 grill and a 55-inch TV. All right, Hugh, you ready to go here?
I'm ready.
All right, holiday tradition is today's theme. You ask us a yes or no question. We will answer it. And then you get a guess. Rich is in Pottstown playing What's in Hugh's Holiday Socket. Rich, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Is it a child's tradition?
No.
No.
Is it ugly sweater?
I like
that's
that.
That's fairly
guess.
New, though, right? Ugly sweater.
I remember that about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess people have always had ugly sweaters.
We just start calling them ugly sweaters.
Right now, we do it in an ironic way. Julia is up next. Hey, Julia.
Hi.
What's
is
up,
it
Julia?
Something to eat?
No.
Is it something to eat?
No.
How about a string of lights?
String of lights.
Good
guess. That's a good one, though.
Yeah, but these are all traditions. Larry in the Northeast. Hey, Larry.
Hey, is it something you have in your house?
You could.
You have it in your house. Yeah.
I'll go mistletoe.
Mistletoe.
Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Is it something that can be done outside the house?
Sure.
You can. Yeah.
Yes.
Christmas caroling.
Oh, that's a good one. No.
When was the last time you caroled?
Never. I'm not sitting outside nobody's house singing. Living in this big blue world.
I think this is a way to endear yourself to your new neighbors, actually. You go around caroling.
Go around
this year.
Singing. I barely speak to my neighbor.
Hey, Rob in Delaware. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rob. What do you got?
All right. So all my guesses were taken. So is it hot?
Is it hot?
That's a good question.
Do we have an answer for this?
It could. I think it could be.
I don't think it. When I think of it, I don't think of it as
well,
hot.
Most people probably not.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you might be able to make a hot version.
Okay.
Yeah.
We would say no.
Oh, man. All right, so let's go with icicles.
Icicles.
Not right. Usually hot.
Nope. 215-592.
That was weird to guess icicles.
Well, if they get hot, they melt.
That was hot.
215-592-9494 to hop in. We're going to need a few more to hop in here because you're going to have a chance to guess what's in Hugh's holiday stock and use these early guesses to help you. George in North Philly. George, go ahead.
Hey, is this something dealing with clothes?
No.
No.
All right. Decorating gingerbread houses.
Gingerbread houses.
Amy in Ardmore. Hey, Amy.
Hey, guys. Is it something you decorate?
No.
No? All right. All my guests were taken too. I'll go eating Christmas cookies.
One of my favorite traditions right there.
You eat Santa cookies?
You got to eat cookies around the holidays. 215-592-9499 for Hugh's Holiday Stock. And what's in it today? We have ourselves a holiday tradition. Joe in Redding is up next. Hey, Joe.
Hey, is it something that gets hidden every other night?
No, but well, that's something that I'm focused a lot on before I go to sleep every night these days. But, Joe, no, it's not that.
Okay, my guess would be then putting the star on a tree.
Daniel, up next on WIP playing What's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking. Hey, Daniel.
Hi. Can it be eaten?
No.
Can it be eaten?
Okay. Is it the advent calendar?
The what?
The advent calendar. There's a calendar every day that kind of counts down to Christmas.
Is that the one you put candy in?
Daniel, appreciate it. Kyle was busy answering the call. I gave him the sound. I created the sound.
That was well done.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to trust. I didn't want to leave him hanging.
You sounded just like it.
I didn't want to leave him hanging. Justin in Willow Grove. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Does it involve travel?
No.
No.
Jeez. Let's say making eggnog.
Hey! Got it, Justin. Oh. Yes, eggnog. It is. Was that just a clear guess, or did you have an idea?
He was workshopping it.
I've never had old eggnog, but I was running out of ideas.
You never had. See, that's what. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, that,
yeah
okay. That's why.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. So, Justin,
So, wait a minute. Is it lukewarm?
Well, no. So I did read here that some people, if it's on a really cold day, you could serve
it
warm, almost like mulled wine or a mulled cider. But it's Justin, it's served cold or like a room temperature. It's not really served warm.
Some bourbon to heat it up.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's probably what
I did. I saw that. The people put bourbon in it.
Justin, have you ever had eggnog?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, you're an eggnog guy.
Ice cream. Yeah, all of it.
Eggnog ice cream.
Yes, dude. Sir. Turkey Hill.
I might try it. You want to bring some in tomorrow? I'll bring some in tomorrow.
Check it out.
All right, Justin, congratulations, buddy. You're the winner. You found out. You figured out Watts and Hughes holiday stocking today. 215-592-9494 to hop back in on our conversation today. Who is this on? I mean, really, who is this on? I know what this hour's on. At this hour is sponsored by Popeyes. In football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes Fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. But who is this on to fix the Eagles' issues right now? That is our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We asked, who is it on to fix this, Nick Sirianni or the players? I am so flabbergasted by the voting on this today.
Who is it? The players?
72%.
Because they understand where I'm coming from.
No, they're letting the head coach off the hook. He's the culture setter. Seth Joyner agree with me. I mean, football guys see this. Me, Kyle, Seth Joyner, football guys see this a certain way. This is on the coach.
Ultimately, it's up to the players, man. Because they know intimately what's going on. They know.
Then how come they haven't fixed it? If it's on them, why are we here?
Because I feel like there's a lot of innuendo. People aren't really saying exactly how they feel. You know, I think it's a little bit of that. And then it doesn't help when you have somebody jump out there and just put all the business in the street.
Like AJ or
BG?
Brandon? Maybe BG put it in the street so the head coach could wake up.
BG just tried. Like, Seth was right about one thing. BG trying to win. That's the first thing that I thought about when I heard BG say what he said.
I agree with that.
He's trying to win.
When otherwise positive people, and I think we all agree, BG's as positive of a
person that you can be.
Yeah, when otherwise positive people turn negative or, you know, kind of shed light on a negative, my first thought isn't like, this is ridiculous. My first thought, why'd they do this, right? Like, what's the motive here?
And I think his agenda.
Yeah, he has an agenda, and I think we all have the same agenda. We want the Eagles to figure this out and win. I just think we've had too much time has gone by now where we've let these two figure it out. You guys are friends. You figure it out. Last year, do you remember what happened at the end of the Seattle game when those two changed the play and it led to an interception?
Yeah. They were on the same page, though.
Well, but it hurt the team. They hurt the team. And they made the coach look like a clown.
He did call him a clown. We made him like a clown.
Yeah, they did. I mean, the coach go up there and talk about how maybe we'll get a pass interference on a deep pass, and we're all like, what are you talking about? So they did this last year. Now we're doing it in a different way where I just need the coach to get involved, sit these two guys down, and figure this thing out. This is a culture-setting coach, and the culture, again, feels like it's, you know, a little thin ice with these two. Figure it out. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Players or Sirianni? Who's got to fix this mess right now? Rob is in Delaware. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Rob. What's up?
I'm thinking that I'm hearing too much about this, what's going on in the media. I have noticed both sides. And you know what? AJ was open, man, and he's got a right to say, dude, I'm open. Come hit me. And I've seen this with other teams for so many years, and it doesn't become this big, giant blow-up of what it's becoming now. And I think that's going to hurt us the most.
Why do you think it blew up so much?
Yeah, you know what? I have no clue. I don't know.
I have one. I have one. When the wide receiver after the game says passing's the problem, and then Brandon Graham, who's the longest tenured player in the city, goes on WIP on his own show and says these two got to grow up and figure it out. That's why it blew up, Rob.
WIP?
You're right. You're right about that. I don't know why Brandon Graham said that, but
because he's trying to win, man. He's trying to win.
He's taking the Hugh Douglas approach.
He's trying
here
to win. And A.J. Brown had every right to say, yeah, man, the passing. And I don't think it's against the coach and that he's saying that. I think he's trying to say to Jalen, hey, dude,
I'm open. Trust me. Throw the ball. Put it in the air. And I get Jalen's side, too. You know, you have to think about that. I didn't think about it until I heard about it on the radio. But, you know, maybe he's gun-shy, and he doesn't want to throw that pick. But, man, trust your guy. That, you know, that's A.J. Brown. Put it up in the air. Throw it to where he's going to be. That's the play. You look at it, you see him with one man on him, guess what? He's going to get open.
Totally. Rob, I agree with that. Rob, so it's interesting the way you frame that. Rob, good phone call. Hugh, if teams around the NFL are watching the film, like the Steelers are watching the film on Jalen, right? And if they notice he is, let's just, you could use that term, gun-shy, you know, he doesn't want to throw it into traffic. Are they going to see man coverage the rest of the season? Because I'm not a coach, but if I have a quarterback that is almost second guessing the coverage he's seeing, but he is comfortable airing it out one on one, right? But he's good at that. AJ's good at it.
Probably not going to see that.
I'm not giving him one on one. I'm not doing any man coverage, which means can't they just take AJ out of the game? Like if Jalen is uncomfortable thrown into coverage, I'm playing coverage over AJ and saying he's not going to throw it to him anymore.
Yeah, you're going to do that until you stop. But the thing of it is, you know, Saquon is a legit threat of it. He is definitely that. You only need a couple plays where you get him involved and it'll be fine. Who was it last week? I think it was Jason Avant on the post game. He said something to the effect of, for as good as we run the ball, we shouldn't have as much problems throwing the ball as we do.
Yeah, it should be opened
up. Because, like, at the end of the day, you talk about 8 men in the box that they can't stop the run. Linebackers are biting on that play action. So you should be, at the least, you should be able to get some quick hitters out there. Like some quick, like off-the-line type stuff with AJ just making a one move and going. We're not even doing that well.
So I let's take this next call. And Hugh, I got to find this. I read something yesterday because you mentioned the play action, right? They're biting on it. In theory, and you mentioned what Jason said on the post game. In theory, right, it should make it easier. Play action should make it easier. But I read something yesterday. I'm going to pull it up here. They're not even running play action as much as they did in the past, which like that. And then it points back to the coordinator and the coach and all that. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on?
Tom, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I gotta agree with
Tom. Where are you, man? Underwater?
Oh,
he put you on hold. I think Tom was underwater. Bashir in West Philly. What's up, Bashir?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, what's up, Bashir.
What's up, man?
So you know, I really think it's on Jalen. Like, we got two grown ass men at the end of the day, and I just think like if he just comes to AJ as a man and just says, look, I saw you, and I apologize. The next one, I got you. It could be – this issue can be as over as just one touchdown to AJ.
That's it.
Just one touchdown to AJ, boom, problem solved. Now, it might cause a problem as well within the offense, but I don't know. At the end of the day, I just feel as if this team is going to go down to Louisiana, this has to be nipped in the butt like now, like yesterday.
Yesterday. I'm with that.
Well, I agree because the longer this festers, Bashir, the worse it's going to get. Like, but, you know, they've won 9 in a row, and it became a thing in the locker room after the game, and it became a thing this week with BG on his show. Like, it's a thing in their winning, Bashir. Let's say they drop this game to the Steelers, and they don't fix it. It's going to be then. It's just going to get worse. You feel like
now just going to the side is also an ego thing, because I know I was listening to the radio early in the morning that AJ just feels like he's not the man. And Saquon right now is the man. Could that also influence how AJ feels?
I think so. Yeah, Bashir.
I said that yesterday.
I think so.
Of being messy.
Well, you know what? Sometimes messy and truthful are the same thing, just you know, in different words.
I was told I was being messy.
Well, maybe you were right. I brought it up yesterday. I'm not speaking out of turn. It was put out there by a reporter who's in the locker room. Hugh, they have a our savior thing up under a picture of Saquon Barkley. I mean, ego's a part of this, right? You have all.
Oh
these
yeah. Being a football player, professional athlete at this level, yeah, there are some egos that are larger than life. And when you have situations where, I'm not saying that this is the case, but I'm just looking at the correlations because I'm thinking outside the box. When you talk about what happened this weekend with Saquon Barkley breaking the rushing Shady McCoy's rushing title,
mm-hmm.
and AJ Brown not being in the offense that much, that's probably frustrating, especially when there were opportunities there. I'm not saying that he's super jealous of Saquon, but there were some missed opportunities in that game, and I think we've all pointed them out on one occasion or another. And I think with that, part of that, and given the fact that, you know, Saquon did his thing this weekend, that could be a little frustrating. I'm not saying that he's mad at Saquon or anything like that, but your opportunity was missed, and it's frustrating for you because you know your worth and you know what you bring to the table, and you just didn't get it done this week.
Well, they did not, and it hasn't gotten done for weeks now in the passing game. I mean, that's been obvious here. All right, let's hear from Shiel Kapadia. We said we play this for a Shiel. Writes for The Ringer, does podcasts for The Ringer. He appears on the morning show, afternoon show. Love Shiel. And he's a guy that dives into the film and the tape. Here's what he said he's seeing when he watches Eagles passing him. Here's Shiel Kapadia.
Yeah, I mean, the film shows that if this is about A.J. Brown not getting the football when he's open, that there are a lot of examples on the film of that happening. I mean, it happens on the second play of the game where they dial up a play for A.J. Brown where he's open deep and Jalen Hurts is looking at him, but he doesn't throw the football to him deep. He gets cautious and he checks it down to Jahan Dotson. There's a slant in there. There's an RPO in there. There are multiple occasions, and it's not just to A.J. Brown. You know, Jalen Hurts in this game, and it's become a theme a little bit for Jalen Hurts this season, is playing cautious and indecisive. And I don't know if it's because of the turnovers he had early in the season where they said, hey, you can't turn the football over. We're going to win with running the football. We're going to win with the defense. But that's the way he's playing. You know, previously, in previous years, we would point out plays where A.J. Brown would be double-teamed, and he would throw it to him anyway because he would say, I've got A.J. Brown on my team. I'm going to give him a shot there. And a lot of times, A.J. Brown would come down with the football. Those plays are missing from the film right now.
Well, they are. So I pulled up the number here that I was referencing with play action because you said it, right? Like, with the run game being as good as it is, it should make the play action game. It should be easy. So Jalen Hurts has only thrown the ball 64 times off of play action. How many games did they play now? 12? 13?
13.
So can we do some math on that? 13? Mm-mm. I mean, how many times per game is he even thrown off of play action? It's less than four, isn't it?
I'm pretty good at math.
I think that the math is close to sound there. Or it's less than five. It's less than five.
Somebody said, can we do math? And he's like,
it's less than five. There it is.
I'm about to break that
less
down.
Less than five of his attempts per game are play action attempts. That's not enough.
That's egregious. And it's one of those things when, think about what Shiel just said. There have been games where AJ's been in triple coverage and Jalen still threw it and AJ went and got it. Mm. You get a game where nobody's around you and you don't throw it and nobody can understand why he's frustrated.
No, I understand why he's frustrated.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying and now we're mad at him for saying passing when we've seen plays with Jalen. Was like, why would you throw that? He got three guys in the when they played the Commodores last year, when he scored, he snatched the ball out of a defender's hand. And everybody's looking like, why would he throw that to him? They got three people on him, so math tells you that somebody's one-on-one, probably Devontae, but no, you still throw it to him.
Yeah.
So you can't see why he's upset?
Oh, I can see it, but he's not allowed to say it out loud.
No, he's not allowed.
No, well,
he was frustrated.
Look
he
at
was
the
frustrated.
Firestorm he caused this week.
I just think that's crazy, man. And now he's a bad guy. He's a cancer.
He's not that, but I need the head coach like, now. Well, you know what? This is why
you
I need
throw
that coach
to me
to get
any
involved.
Other time. Any other time. Three people on me, but when I'm wide open, you look me dead in my face and don't throw the ball.
This is why I need the head coach involved. He let them do it their way. He let them run the locker room. And now we have a whole week of nonsense because the quarterback and the receiver are on the same page. I can't do it your way anymore. This is not we're doing it my way. If I'm Nick Sirianni.
A whole week of nonsense is crazy.
Is it? What is this? How would you describe this week?
A whole week of nonsense.
A whole week.
But it's when you say it. It's just the reality of the situation.
It is. They've won nine games in a row, and no one has anything good to say. It's nuts.
No, the best is when you go out on the street, people are like, why y'all always making something with nothing into something? What you talking about? I didn't get on the stage and flame my teammate. I didn't do that.
Minding my own business after the game, watching A.J. Brown go crazy. Dennis in Norristown. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Dennis?
So I think that Mr. Joyner, God, I love when he's on your show, his suggestion that trauma and PTSD, I think that Jalen's got some problems, some fears, anxieties about turnovers. Why don't we think about bringing Nick Foles in, some sort of mentor, quarterback coach? I don't know. Who was in a position who ran those run-pass options better?
Nick Foles.
When Frank and Doug put him in that position. Remember, everybody, when Wentz went down, oh, we're never going to go, oh, boo-hoo. And we won the Super Bowl.
You're right. Dennis, I like this idea. Smart, rational decisions.
I'll bet you that A.J. Brown will be happy. No conflict between them once Jalen starts feeling comfortable with his job.
So what do you think? Like an assistant quarterback coach, a mentor? What are you thinking? Backup quarterback?
I would have to ask the professional football player on your panel there to answer what would be possible. I don't know the intricacies of the coaching staff or how that goes, but something to give him some one-on-one time, something that, because, you know, now I'm thinking I'm work professionally. When I hear diagnostic stuff, I think of a solution,
mm-hmm.
not a therapist, obviously, but somebody who knows the game, who played the position. Who beat Mr. Brady in the Super Bowl?
Nick Foles, Dennis. I love this idea. Hugh, what do you think? We bring Nick Foles back in. It's like a half mentor, half coach, half backup quarterback thing, and he helps the situation.
Half backup quarterback
thing?
Well,
I'm just trying to workshopping it. I'm workshopping how to get him here.
No.
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 Oh, I forgot. You're never Mr. You're not Mr. Foles.
No, I like Nick.
You're just not as fuzzy to Foles as the rest of us. Wait a minute, but I feel like
this is a situation that needs to be rectified with the people that are already in the building.
But obviously they can't.
Like, I think they can.
But we've gotten to this point where they don't. I mean, AJ said they don't talk during the game. We are surmising or guessing that Jalen's looking at him open and not throwing it. At some point, do you say these two, they need help?
I think that whole we don't talk after the game has been blown up a little bit.
He said during the game. I think
it's been blown up just a little bit.
But he said it.
I think it was in the context of the moment, because it was something to the effect. He was like, "Well, no, we ain't really talking." Because he was asked, "Hey, is this something you guys had talked about during the course of the game?" And he said, "No, we didn't talk about it." So I feel like in that moment, it's in that moment when that play happened that they didn't have a conversation about it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because
on that.
The check down hit. It wasn't like it was they went off the field and he was like, hey, you know, da 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 da. So I think that's what they were talking about.
215-592-9494. All right, we will hit you. Your phone call's coming up. Nick Sirianni will speak as well. Is this on Sirianni to get it fixed? I believe it is. Also, more from Shiel this morning next. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.